Boys, on the other hand, express verbs and adverbs. If we draw an art, sometimes you'll see it all black, smashing into a round circle with black lines flying off. Now, if you ask him anything, what you want to ask is what's happening here. And he may say, well, this is a rocket exploding on the moon. If you happen to know enough art to teach him, you want to teach him how better to illustrate movement. Does that make sense? Because that's his interest. And remember the Nathan story? What would you do in this situation? It's all about doing. If you ask him, well, one person, I think it was Sachs, talked about The Lord of the Flies, which is an awful book. And it's about these kids who get marooned on an island and they turn into savages. And they asked, he pointed out, the teacher asked the child, how would you feel if you were Piggy? Piggy was a fat boy that they made fun of and I think eventually killed, but I'm not really sure. And the boy was angry because he wasn't fat. You get this, there is no empathy coming across here. He goes, you know, if I was in the, I'd probably have killed Piggy myself, stuck him with a stick. You know, I wouldn't be him. He's stupid. And, you know, they don't get the concept of how would you feel, but what would you do? Oh, look. So the question is, how do you teach literacy to a child if you can't talk about that? And in the book, Boys Adrift, I think, what he did was he found a male teacher, and the male teacher said, here, read this book. Your project is to design the island. Show the island, and then show the proof from the book that the island is the way you say it is. Now, did they get all the innuendos about civilization needing policemen to make it civil? No. I don't know that that's actually true. But they designed a three-dimensional island using the analytical details out of the story to know which was east, which was west, because it doesn't say east and west. It just says the sunrise was on this side, the sunset. You get the picture? Now, is it a good skill to have to be able to read something analytically and pull out the details to see a three-dimensional picture? Yeah, that's a great skill. And it's something that boys handle. Oh, reading. If the boys are under 8, they're clearly developing the kinesthetic areas of their brain, and you do not want to teach them reading by sitting down, because then they're struggling to remember to sit down while you're trying to get them to remember to read. So I just use Rocket Phonics because, well, I designed it. I'm a kinesthetic learner, and I'm in my 50s, and so it's not going to go away anytime soon. And they're running games. How many parents know of a game that teaches reading while the kid runs around you? Right. Well, that's because you don't know about Rocket Phonics, and you probably should go down and talk to my wife. But I told one parent today, I said, you get your cup of coffee, you put the cards around you, and then you do batter up, you show them a card, they say the sound, they run to first base and second base, and you know, by the time they're done running, you know, your coffee is done and you move on to some other subject. And that's just Rocket Phonics baseball. We have tons of them. And again, I recommend it if you're going to teach a boy under 8 to read. Anybody here familiar with Ruth Bacek? Okay, now Ruth would say, just wait. And you can absolutely do that. I don't care. What I care about is that you don't make a kinesthetic child act like an auditory child to learn. Because you really teach the heart of the child that who you are is bad. Okay.